This is episode 1788. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new series. We'll be exploring all week long. And the theme for this week's series is simplify, to create simplicity in your life. In each episode this week, you'll discover a meditation technique you can do as you sit down and meditate, or you can do these meditation techniques as you go about your day. And you will discover a brand new technique in each episode. In today's episode, I'll guide you as you get started on what simplicity means to you and where you most need to simplify in your life. First, I want to share a little bit of mindset or focus on this week's series, and that is to consider simplicity and how life has become so complicated. This is what I hear from people again and again, how life used to be so much simpler, and there's a longing to return to simplicity. I've noticed a lot more people reconsider how they spend their time. And I've noticed a lot of people stop a lot of social media sites, such as Facebook, especially Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter. I notice a lot of people noticing that those can become time wasters. And so they're eliminating the amount of time they spend on these social media accounts. What used to be a novelty less than 10 years ago, really, has now become a threat to productivity and peace of mind. A lot of people go onto these sites feeling a little intimidated by what they see, as others portray a facade, in many cases, of what they wish their life was like, without showing the full story of the challenges that they may have or some tough times they may be going through. So it can just seem like such a false place to be. But social media is definitely not the only culprit for complicating life or causing distractions. In fact, it may not even be a major culprit for many of you who manage your time well when you're on social media or just don't really use social media accounts too much. What you may find is that other areas of your life have become a little unmanageable. It could be that maybe you spend too much money. So at the end of the month, you're not really sure what you spent your money on. You don't really have much to show for it, and you're not sure where it all went. And this is the case month after month. Or you're not sure why you're not in better shape, or how your house became so cluttered, or where your time went, or why you're not spending as much time with your loved ones, even though that's your goal every week as you start the week. But by the end of the week, you reflect back and you think, you really didn't spend much quality time with those who mean the most to you. So think about what part of your life you'd like to simplify this week, and focus on just one area. And if you could, select an area of your life that likely won't take much effort to simplify. It's always a good idea, research has shown, when you're focusing on a goal, to select a smaller goal and then accomplish it and feel successful. And then this allows you more momentum as you select other goals. Another way you could approach your simplicity journey this week is to break down a major goal. So if you're focusing on simplifying how you manage your time, maybe you feel like you have no time to yourself, or you don't have much time for loved ones. So you could start by waking up a little earlier in the morning so that you could exercise or do those things that you never feel you really have time to do. Or you could wake up and make a wonderful breakfast for a loved one, or even go on a walk with them before your day begins, or do yoga or meditate together with someone in your life you'd like to spend more time with. Or you could let go of activities that you don't really enjoy. Maybe you just feel obligated to do certain activities. You could let go of those activities so that you have more time for yourself or for loved ones. So this would be a way for you to break down a bigger goal. It would be to start by assessing, just bringing awareness to your schedule and how you are spending your time. Maybe writing down each day the main things that you did throughout the day, keeping a journal of how you spend your time. And this will show you patterns in your schedule and big chunks of time that you may waste or that are open where you could spend time doing whatever it is you want to focus on. So that's an example of how you could break down a goal that could make a huge difference in how you live your life, where you could simplify your life so that you are focusing on what is most important to you. All too often, it can seem like our lives are spent doing things that won't mean anything when all is said and done. So when you settle yourself down to meditate and you begin to relax your mind and body, think about what part of your life you would like to simplify. Know that our full guided meditations for this series, as well as access to over 1,700 guided meditations, they're half-hour meditations where you can break off at any point you want, but you could meditate for up to half an hour of a guided meditation on the Sip and Om meditation app. You also get a journal customized for this week's series and each series each week, as well as a slowdown guide with the different meditation techniques for each day at your fingertips. Again, this is the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it free when you subscribe for 2 weeks. So as you sit down, and you begin to notice yourself calm down and transition into an inner state of stillness, focus on the area of your life you'd like to simplify. You might want to consider visualizing yourself in your final hours. if you knew you only had a short amount of time to live, or if in the future you think about yourself coming to the end of your life and reflecting back over your life, what is it that you will regret having spent time on? And what is it you wish you would have spent more time on? Consider this now as you meditate. You are so worth slowing down for.